Hear a reading from Hebrews, the 7th chapter. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Dayenu is a song traditionally sung by Jewish people at the time of the Passover, as they reflect upon God and what he did in bringing them out of their Egyptian slavery. The word Dayenu means, "It would have been enough." And it serves as a refrain of the song as the people recall how it would have been enough for God to do this. But then in addition, for his people, God also did that, more than enough. When it comes to ascension, Christians too can join in that song, Dayenu. It would have been enough for Jesus to have been crucified and been raised for our forgiveness and the hope of our own resurrection. God could have said at that point, end of story, and still be worthy of our everlasting prayers. But no, not this God. This is a God of never enough. Thus, having risen, Jesus is also ascended to the Father's right hand. Not simply to bask in the glory and praise he deserves, but as we just heard from the reading in Hebrews, he lives always to make intercession for you, speaking in your behalf to the Father that his sacrifice and triumph would ever and always avail for you. Have you ever had the feeling when somebody said, "I'm going to pray for you," that they weren't really going to follow through? Not so Jesus. He lives to make intercession for you. Death destroyed, life restored, proven equal to our need, now for us before the Father as our brother. Jesus intercedes. It would have been enough, but your Savior always does the more. Up through endless angels, ranks of angels, may his name be praised now and forevermore.